Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Shen Yun creates a new opportunity for the rebirth of humanity. Broken families reunited through the practice of Falun Dafa. 194 Falun Gong practitioners targeted for their faith in January 2020. How One Woman's Compassion Changed a Convicted Murderer, the story of Miss Zhao Jun. Australian Member of Parliament, Chinese traditional beliefs will be revived. And Virginia, peacefulness of Falun Gong well received at George Washington Birthday Parade. Now for the stories.
Shen Yun creates a new opportunity for the rebirth of humanity. New York-based Shen Yun's touring companies performed in 8 cities in South Korea, Germany, and the United States on February 11th through the 16th, 2020. Ulla Koch, trainer of the German women's gymnastic team and winner of the International Olympic Committee's Lifetime Achievement Award, attended Shen Yun's performance in Cologne, Germany on February 12th. She said the diversity of colors was amazing. I couldn't move my eyes away from the stage. Graceful and talented artists. Given my background, I found the dance movements terrific. A connection between acrobatic elegance and mobility, which was a marvelous combination of movements. I could let go of all stressful feelings. The show inspired me, and I know now what it means to be in peace with your surroundings. Shen Yun left me with the thought that we should hold on to tradition and not be burdened by too many novelties and too many changes. We should look at a human being as someone created by divinities. We should look for the best in every human being and safeguard it, Ms. Koch said. Joseph Kolowoski, an attorney and law firm owner, attended Shen Yun's performance at the Mobile Civic Center Theater in Mobile, Alabama, on February 11th. He said, "I was amazed. I was in awe. The talent is beyond words. I don't have the vocabulary. I have such limited vocabulary to speak. How beautiful it was. That's my problem. I don't have the words to describe how wonderful Shen Yun is. I thought the story was beautiful. I thought the actors were extraordinary. The colors were extraordinary. I thought it was wonderful, beautiful. The depth of the story about Chinese culture, the creation, their faith, their beliefs, their concepts of good and evil. I thought that the underlying theme that these people of principle and faith were being crushed by the communists. But I have a theory that because of faith, the roots, they will survive." Shen Yun continues its world tour with performances in Nantes, France, Basel, Switzerland, Chongqing, South Korea, St. Paul, Minnesota, and Tucson, Arizona.
Broken families reunited through the practice of Falun Dafa. Leo Tolstoy, often referred to as one of the greatest authors of all time, once wrote, "All happy families are alike. Each unhappy family is unhappy in their own way." Many people have found this sentence thought-provoking as they could relate it to their own lives. The following story is about a German family which was nearly broken apart, yet after one member of the family began to practice Falun Dafa, the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance resolved family feuds and harmonized the family relationships. Ursula, from central Germany, used to be depressed because her husband had a bad temper, and he also fought with others. "Every time when going out with him, I was always nervous," she recalled. This is because if her husband drank too much and fought with others, there would be no way she could stop that. "The only thing I could do was wait for him to sober up and talk with him," she said. Because of this, the couple often argued with each other. Ursula heard about and began to practice Falun Gong. Her husband started to worry after reading newspapers that published negative reports about Falun Gong, using information provided by CCP media sources. One day, when he tried to stop her from attending a Falun Dafa event, Ursula took out two lectures by Mr. Li Hongzhi, the founder of the practice, teaching the Fa at the conference in Europe and teaching the Fa at the conference in Switzerland. "Read these, and then we will talk about this," she suggested. After reading the lectures, her husband knew that the CCP propaganda about Falun Gong were lies. Curious about what else Ursula was studying, he began to read Juan Falun, the main teachings of Falun Gong. He now agrees with the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and has stopped fighting with others. He said, "I also feel so sorry for those I have beaten up in the past." Ursula, too, is relieved because they no longer fight.
"194 Falun Gong practitioners targeted for their faith in January 2020. According to information collected by the Minghui.org website, 125 Falun Gong practitioners were arrested and 69 were harassed for their faith during January 2020. 58 of the arrested practitioners remain in custody. Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a spiritual practice centered on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance. Since the Chinese Communist regime started persecuting the practice in July 1999, many practitioners have been subjected to arrest, imprisonment, torture, forced labor, and even organ harvesting. Among the 194 practitioners targeted, 48 had their homes ransacked. 18 practitioners were extorted by the police out of a total of 155,000 yuan, ranging from 100 to 100,000 yuan each. 8 of the practitioners were in their 70s and 5 were in their 80s. Most of the practitioners were targeted prior to the Chinese New Year and the outbreak of the deadly coronavirus that has prompted the lockdown of more than 80 cities across China. The provinces of Hebei, Heilongjiang, and Shandong had the most arrests and harassment cases. It was reported that the authorities of Hongshan District, Wuhan City, Hebei Province, prepared a list of 40 Falun Gong practitioners in December 2019 and attempted to arrest them after the Chinese New Year and take them to a brainwashing center. As the city was later locked down to contain the coronavirus, it remains to be investigated whether the planned arrests were carried out. In Heilongjiang Province, Mr. Gong Fengqiang, 48, was taken to a quarantine room for coronavirus patients on January 27, 2020, after he lost consciousness from being abused in a detention center. Mr. Gong's arrest on December 27, 2019, came only weeks after his wife fell to her death while trying to escape arrest, also for her faith in Falun Gong. The increased control of information and strict transportation restrictions in China due to the coronavirus outbreak make it even more difficult to report in a timely manner the number of Falun Gong practitioners who are arrested and harassed.
How One Woman's Compassion Changed a Convicted Murderer, the story of Ms. Zhao Jun. Ms. Zhao Jun, who is 63 and retired, was arrested on July 18, 2019, for her faith in Falun Gong. The police confiscated her laptop computer, Falun Gong books, and over 2,000 yuan in cash. Although the city prosecutor rejected her arrest and ordered her release on the grounds of insufficient evidence on August 21st, the police nonetheless submitted her case on October 16, 2019. The following statement was submitted by Ms. Zhao to the prosecutor, detailing how Falun Gong has transformed her into a better person. "I was secretly tried on April 29, 2011, and sentenced to a 3-year prison term. The judge refused to disclose the verdict to my family when they went to the court to ask about me. I was taken to Sichuan Women's Prison on December 28 that same year. The guards arranged for a convicted murderer to monitor me. I was not allowed to speak to anyone. I thought, no matter how cruelly they treat me, I will not resent them. I should be kind to everyone. The inmate who was assigned to watch me was a convicted murderer. Once, in order to do what the guards told her to do, she didn't let me sleep for 3 days in a row. I was forced to stand absolutely still. Each time I moved my feet, even a little, she beat me. She also stuffed my mouth with dirty socks and stripped me naked. No matter how badly she treated me, I was always kind to her. I even washed her clothes when she asked me to. One day, a guard asked me what I thought of her. I thought that since I was a Falun Gong practitioner, I shouldn't resent anyone. I didn't complain about how cruel she was and talked about some of her good points. No matter how kind I was to her, as long as the guards told her to torture me, she never showed any mercy. Still, I treated her with kindness and felt really sorry for her because she had to do bad things. One day she said, "Stop being kind to me, otherwise I won't be able to be cruel to you." I was surprised to hear that because she was infamous for being a very nasty person all over the prison. She never showed any mercy to anyone. She later said, "I know that you have never said anything bad about me. I now understand that you Falun Gong people are truly kind and never ask for anything in return." She later stopped monitoring me. Not long before I was released, another inmate relayed a message to me from her. She said that she was very sorry for what she did to me, and that we Falun Gong practitioners were the best people. She said she would never take part in the persecution of Falun Gong again.
Australian Member of Parliament. Chinese traditional beliefs will be revived. George Christensen, member of the Australian House of Representatives, said, after learning that more than 350 million Chinese have renounced their membership in the CCP, it is a remarkable thing to see so many people making a stand against the Chinese Communist Party, declaring their spiritual awakening and independent character. China is not the CCP. China is represented by the Chinese citizens. He said what's encouraging is several hundred million Chinese declared that they don't want to be part of the communist regime. This is the hope for rebuilding a free society in China. Mr. Christensen said at the heart of the movement is public awareness that they have the power to overthrow the CCP. This is the founding stone for a democratic society. The movement started from small sparks and turned into a big fire that is unstoppable. He believes that the 20 years of peaceful resistance, the movement to quit the CCP, protests in Hong Kong against the extradition law, underground churches and so on, are things feared by the CCP, and hence it brutally persecutes these groups. It knows such independent thoughts are like sparks igniting flames among Chinese citizens. He feels these will overthrow its power and bring democracy to China. Mr. Christensen said, under communist rule, people lose their freedom. They cannot do what they want, say what they want. However, I'm deeply encouraged by the hundreds of millions of withdrawals. This is hope for rebuilding a free China. Mr. Christensen spoke in the Australian Parliament in June 2018 on the CCP's persecution of Falun Gong and other religious groups, as well as its infiltration in Australia. He believes Falun Dafa and other religious groups will be one of the major forces bringing a spiritual awakening in China, and said, "For those of us living in a Western society, we should say no to the CCP. If you persecute your own citizens because of their beliefs, you are committing crimes against humanity."
Virginia, peacefulness of Falun Gong well received at George Washington Birthday Parade. Falun Gong practitioners were invited to participate in the George Washington Birthday Parade in Alexandria, Virginia, on February 17, 2020. Practitioners brought the message of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance to the oldest and largest parade, which celebrates the birthday of the United States founding father, George Washington. The practitioners' entry was warmly received, and many spectators praised the guiding principles as values needed in today's society. Spectators cheered when they saw the practitioner's entry consisting of a waist drum performance, large banners, and beautifully decorated float. Many people wanted to learn more about Falun Gong and happily took the introductory flyers. Bill and his wife Gwen praised Falun Gong's principles, truthfulness, compassion, forbearance, and said they guided people in the right direction. They wanted to learn more about Falun Gong. Local resident Stephanie said that truthfulness, compassion, forbearance was great. She was impressed with how tranquil the practitioners on the float were as they meditated. Steve, a professional violinist, said he admired the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance. He said, "We need meditation in America. We've wasted too much time on electronics, but have no time to clear our minds." Larry, a local engineer, knew about Falun Gong and the persecution in China. He said he thought everyone should enjoy freedom of belief and that he welcomes Falun Gong to the U.S. "They are beautiful, peaceful, and great. Everyone can benefit from meditation, which makes the world more peaceful," he said. The parade host said that Falun Gong was the only Chinese group among the 75 entries. They said they hoped practitioners would participate again next year. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.